It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
On the Pig, 103.9985, MyPigRadio.com, the MyPig Radio Morning Show. And our friend from the community today is our good friend, Anthony, from Scouting.
Scouting is fun.
There you go. Yes, indeed, it is quite a bit of fun. And you guys have been having a lot of fun over the last few weeks. In July, you did something just about every week, and then you had a big event going on this past weekend, right? Tell us how it went.
Oh, it is exciting. Let me tell you, this council, our staff, our volunteers, they know how to put the fun in scouting. They know how to put the outing in scouting. And it is just great. Every Saturday in July, and then this last weekend, we had a variety of shooting sports derbies. This last weekend, we had our Cub Scout shooting sports derby. And we also had, for the older kids, we had a rifle shooting merit badge event. All day, just nonstop shooting sports. And it was a great activity for all ages, boys and girls, moms and dads. I think a couple of moms even got in on the BB guns.
I was going to say, do you know a kid alive that doesn't like to shoot a BB gun? I mean, everybody loves BB guns, especially when you're younger, but I don't mind shooting them today.
So we like to say there's not an 8-year-old alive doesn't want to shoot a BB gun, catch a fish, and make a s'more around a campfire.
There absolutely.
Amen. So bring me my s'more. Where is it?
That's right.
You know, we could easily build a campfire in here and start
we
making
could.
A s'more.
That would be great.
Simple.
Explain that to April. Okay,
sure.
We just had a small fire.
A small fire, no big deal.
It's all for them.
It's all good. It's all good. Hey, you got a huge event coming up in just a couple of days.
Program preview. We love program preview because that is the start of our scouting season.
Right.
It's an annual event. It's this Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Scout Service Center, 24 Linwood Drive in Texarkana. And this is an opportunity for our parents, our adult leaders, community members, to come, and they check in. We follow CDC guidelines, so you have to wear a mask, wash your hands regularly. There'll be hand washing stations, and we take your temperature, we do a pre-screen, etc. But then once you get in,
once you pass
the gate, then you get to go to a variety of stations and learn about all the great things that are coming up this scouting season. Spookery, Cub Scout Fun Day, Winter Camp, Scouting for Food, all the different activities. Units will also receive their date for their school night, for their recruitment.
Right.
Chef Ross Morrill has promised his famous chocolate chip cookie.
And we've had those before.
I know you know. And Ross, you don't
limit.
He has that secret ingredient that he won't tell me. It's secret.
They're good cookies.
I asked his wife, I said, do you know the secret ingredient? And she goes, yeah, I do. And I said, tell me.
No.
And she said, I can tell you, but. And I'm like, okay, never mind.
No.
That's right.
No. Yeah.
I don't want to know.
I don't need to know. Just give me a cookie. So the staff, they've already admonished me. I'm limited to 2 cookies.
Oh, man.
So Ross, you and I need to make a side deal. Anna and John want in on this as well. We'll just take a truckload and we'll be gone.
Yeah.
So.
Sounds like a lot of fun. So what hour is that going on Thursday evening?
6 to 8 p.m. on Thursday.
All right, they can find out more info on that. How?
Go to catobsa.org, our council website, and you can find any or all that you want, including maybe some cookie recipes.
Oh. Right.
But anyway.
This weekend,
now,
you have something coming up. I'm sorry.
He talked about the big deal on Thursday that's coming up. What else you got coming up in the near future?
Well, of course, we have Cub Scout Fun Day, which is an exciting event. It's a council-wide event for our Cub Scouts to come to Camp Preston Hunt and just have lots of fun. And all the activities you can think of, the climbing wall, BB guns, bows and arrows, slingshots, fishing, canoes. If think about scouting, we're going to have it.
When's that
Fantastic.
Coming up?
That, oh, wow, you got me.
Oh,
that'll
okay.
be...
Soon.
October.
Not this week.
October.
In October. Go to catobsa.org. It is right there. My staff right now is listening. I'm like, geez, we told you the date.
It's okay. It's October.
My phone's going to start pinging right now.
Yeah.
And then I'm right on this. November is Scouting for Food, right?
Scouting. Then October 30-31. I know this date. Uh-huh. October 30-31, we've got Spookery.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be an overnight camp out and haunted trails.
I like that.
And they decorate the cabins, and there's a cabin decorating contest, which is the scariest cabin. Of course, there's going to be candy and just lots of activities.
And I just throw that in. Halloween and all that is going to be on the weekend
this
year. Which is great. Mm-hmm. So the kids can come out to Spookery, families come out to Spookery, and then it ends in time to enjoy trick-or-treating later that evening.
Right.
And then we've got Scouting for Food is coming up in November. late September, actually. We moved the date a little earlier this year.
Okay.
Some of our parents asked us, some of our scout leaders, and it was a good idea. Can you move it into September before the change in time?
Oh, right.
So they'd
right.
have more daylight to collect food. It
That's a good idea.
Yeah. And then, of course, winter camp.
I love winter camp.
Winter camp starts December 27th through the 31st, and that is going to be, that is always an exciting time. It is our 24th annual winter camp. And it is just so exciting. Winter camp's going to look different this year.
Right.
There will still be the camping and on-site experiences, but we will also be offering some combo with virtual activities. So, for example, you're taking a scout, a boy, a girl is taking the rifle shooting merit badge. They'll do their coursework virtually with our shooting sports instructors, and then they will come to camp to complete their shooting qualifications
on site. Okay, that makes sense.
So it's a combination of things. Units will still be able, our Caddo area council units, in council units, will still be able to camp out and have those experiences. Unfortunately, out of council, because of CDC guidelines, they're not going to be able to camp out. They can certainly participate with us virtually, and we'll look forward to that. So it's going to look different, but it's going to be the same scouting fun.
Yeah. Scouting is fun.
Scouting is fun. And just let me put a plug in right now to Chef Ross Morrill, because I know he's working on the menu for winter camp. Chef Ross Morrill, listen to me. Chocolate chip cookies.
Extra cookies.
Extra cookies. Extra cookies.
Extra cookies.
And this weekend, there's the competition for cooking with a Dutch oven.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, she was trying to throw that in earlier, and I didn't know.
Anna's there looking at us, John, saying, why don't you remember?
Yeah, we can't.
This weekend at Camp Preston Hunt, Mike Unger is teaching the cooking merit badge, and it's going to be so much fun. Now, Mike has promised samples.
Mm-hmm.
Dutch oven cobbler.
Oh my goodness. We've been
promised.
Okay, promised.
So we'll all meet there on Saturday at 9 a.m. and I will have my fork and my spoon and
hand sanitizer and mask and we're good
and
to go.
Temperature taking.
Yeah, it's all ready
and,
to do.
And I'll bring my own bowl.
There you go.
So Mike Unger, hear me, man. Cobbler.
Yeah, sounds
so
good.
It'll be fun. It's an all-day event, and the scouts will, by the end of the day, will achieve all the, assuming they've completed their prerequisites. Again, this is a combo.
Mm-hmm.
On Thursday, the scouts that are participating in the cooking merit badge on Saturday, they will do their coursework virtually.
That's such
with
a smart
Mike
idea.
On Thursday. That way, when they arrive on Saturday,
they're ready.
It's just about cooking and having fun.
Yeah.
And then when they're done at the end of the day, they will have earned their cooking merit badge.
That's fantastic.
103.995 mypigradio.com. The My Pig Radio Morning Show has our good friend Anthony from Scouting is Fun with us this morning. And now we're going to find out who is smarter than a fifth grader.
Oh, please.
Because that's the game today. Are you smarter than a fifth grader? The following questions come from a standard fifth grade curriculum in the United States. If you get 4 out of 5 correct, well, I guess you get to move on to the sixth grade. If you get less than 4 out of 5, then we gotta think about staying in the fifth grade or going to summer school or something.
All right, we're going
to
do good.
Now, sometimes these questions are a little hard. Sometimes they're fairly easy. I didn't really look at them today, so we'll see. Here's the first one.
All right.
Don't look at the screen, Anna. What is the weight of air? What is the weight of air? Is that A, air mass, B, air pressure, or C, air density? What's the weight of air?
Air mass.
Air pressure.
Is it pressure?
Yep.
Oh.
It is air pressure.
Oh.
Air pressure.
Okay.
Okay. What two things led up to the American Revolution? Would that be A, the Boston Massacre and the Boston Tea Party, B, slavery and taxes, or C, Boston Tea Party and Constitutional Convention? What led up to the American Revolution? This one's a little hard.
I'll say A.
Okay, Anthony goes A. What do you say,
I'll go with
Anna?
Anthony, because he...
You're tagging along with Anthony, and Anthony's right.
Yay! Woo!
He is right. Boston Massacre and Boston Tea Party led to the American Revolution. All right, number 3. What is the process where a liquid changes to a gas? Is that A, condensation, B, precipitation, or C, evaporation? Liquid changes to gas. Condensation, precipitation, or evaporation?
I'll say C, Chuck.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
What do you say, Anna?
Evaporation.
You're right. Y'all are right. It is evaporation. Yay. So y'all are doing well.
Yep.
Number four. Who leads the executive branch of our government? Would that be the Congress, the President, or the Supreme Court? The executive branch of government. Congress, President, or Supreme Court?
That would be POTUS.
The President does, yes.
He is correct again. And the final one.
Okay.
The moon revolves around the Earth. This is called the moon's A, orbit, B, rotation, or C, path.
I would say it was orbit.
Yeah. He says orbit.
Orbit, because they talk about that with the space shuttle. That's the only reason
well,
I think about it.
Even though that has nothing to do with
yes,
it.
Yes, they did. They talk about the moon's orbit and the shuttle.
Are you really arguing with Anna? Is that really what you're doing?
That's really what I'm doing. Y'all are correct. You do get to go to the sixth grade.
I'm a wee below.
Yay! So all those people that were sitting there going, is he going to do it? Is he going to make it? He gets to go to the sixth grade. All right, Anthony, one more time. If people have questions about scouting in general, the event on Thursday, Saturday, all the events coming up, what do they need to do?
Go to our council website, caddobsa.org, caddobsa.org, and just always remember, never forget, scouting is fun.
It's always fun.
It absolutely is, and it's even better when you get chocolate chip cookies with
Ross Morrill special ingredients.
Yep, scouting is fun.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig, 103.7.